Hello. This is your Year 9 listening test in English 2011. It will consist of two tasks. You will hear the texts twice. Task 1. Theft. Listen to a conversation that takes place in a police office. A person is reporting a stolen item. Help the policeman fill in the form with the missing information. You have a minute now to read the task. Then you will hear a signal. Listen to the text now and start doing the task. Description of the item.
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I want to report a stolen phone.
Somebody has stolen your phone?
That's right, my mobile phone. It's a black Nokia phone.
Okay, sir. Now, did the theft take place today?
Yes, that's right, today, this morning.
Okay. Tuesday, the 13th of June. Fine. And it's a mobile phone?
Yes, a black mobile phone, Nokia.
Okay, now, where did the theft take place?
In the High Street. I was in the High Street, I was talking on the phone, and a man ran up behind me and took the phone.
Okay, the High Street, right.
Information about the owner.
Can you give me your name and address, please?
Yes. My name's Green, Brian Green.
Brian Green?
And my address is 34 Grove Street.
Grove Street?
That's right. G-R-O-V-E, Grove Street.
Phone number?
07768-478244.
07768-478244.
Yes, but don't phone me. Because I haven't got my phone anymore.
You will have a minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time. Description of the item.
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I want to report a stolen phone.
Somebody has stolen your phone?
That's right, my mobile phone. It's a black Nokia phone.
Okay, sir. Now, did the theft take place today?
Yes, that's right, today, this morning.
Okay, Tuesday the 13th of June. Fine, and it's a mobile phone?
Yes, a black mobile phone, Nokia.
Okay, now, where did the theft take place?
In the High Street. I was in the High Street, I was talking on the phone, and a man ran up behind me and took the phone.
Okay, the High Street, right.
Information about the owner.
Can you give me your name and address, please?
Yes, my name's Green, Brian Green.
Brian Green?
And my address is 34 Grove Street.
Grove Street?
That's right. G-R-O-V-E. Grove Street.
Phone number?
07768-478244.
07768-478244.
Yes, but don't phone me because I haven't got my phone anymore.
There is a minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task one. Go on to task two. Task two. History of Coca-Cola. Listen to the story and mark the following statements as true or false. Tick the appropriate box. Look at the example. You have a minute now to read the task. Then you will hear a signal. Now listen to the text and start doing the task.
Well, first of all, thank you for coming to talk to us.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here with you today.
Now, who invented Coca-Cola?
It was invented by an American pharmacist named Dr. John S. Pemberton in 1886. He used about 17 different ingredients to make the drink.
That's interesting. And what are some of the ingredients?
That's a secret that only a few people know, even today.
If I understand you correctly, you're saying it's still a secret? That's amazing. And was the drink he invented the same one we know today?
No, not really. Pemberton's drink was a thick liquid or syrup, and people added water to it.
I see. And why was it called Coca-Cola?
Well, coca and cola were two of the ingredients used in the drink.
How interesting. Now, you said that the original Coca-Cola was different from the drink we know today?
That's right. Originally, people added plain water to the syrup. But one day, one of Pemberton's customers asked if he could add carbonated water, you know, water with gas in it, instead of plain water. And that proved very popular. And that's how Coca-Cola is made today.
So what you're saying is it's carbonated water and syrup. I didn't know that. And did Pemberton make a lot of money from his invention?
Not really, because he sold his company to someone else after a couple of years. The company has changed hands several times since then.
Really? And today Coca-Cola is known all over the world.
Yes. And in almost every country where Coca-Cola is sold, the bottling plants are owned by local business people. The head office in the U.S. makes and supplies the ingredients, but the manufacturing and selling are all done locally.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that information with us. It's been very interesting.
You will have a minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Well, first of all, thank you for coming to talk to us.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here with you today.
Now, who invented Coca-Cola?
It was invented by an American pharmacist named Dr. John S. Pemberton in 1886. He used about 17 different ingredients to make the drink.
That's interesting. And what are some of the ingredients?
That's a secret that only a few people know, even today.
If I understand you correctly, you're saying it's still a secret? That's amazing. And was the drink he invented the same one we know today?
No, not really. Pemberton's drink was a thick liquid or syrup, and people added water to it.
I see. And why was it called Coca-Cola?
Well, coca and cola were two of the ingredients used in the drink.
How interesting. Now, you said that the original Coca-Cola was different from the drink we know today?
That's right. Originally, people added plain water to the syrup. But one day, one of Pemberton's customers asked if he could add carbonated water, you know, water with gas in it, instead of plain water. And that proved very popular. And that's how Coca-Cola is made today.
So what you're saying is it's carbonated water and syrup. I didn't know that. And did Pemberton make a lot of money from his invention?
Not really, because he sold his company to someone else after a couple of years. The company has changed hands several times since then.
Really? And today Coca-Cola is known all over the world.
Yes. And in almost every country where Coca-Cola is sold, the bottling plants are owned by local business people. The head office in the U.S. makes and supplies the ingredients, but the manufacturing and selling are all done locally.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that information with us. It's been very interesting.
There is a minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task 2 and the listening part of your test. Hand in your paper, please.